finish this, would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Finish this, would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hello everybody out in internet land. It is April 4th, 2019. This is the Geeks Next Door episode number 154. I'm Chris, and we have Adam. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well this evening.
Dave, what about you?
I'm doing great. I have a recipe for my sweaty balls.
And Dave, too. How are you doing?
I'm a little tired, but overall we're doing good.
Very well. And finally, Ryan, what about you, man?
I'm doing great, and I'm pretty excited about this new idea of talking slowly and then speeding up the podcast to see if we can make it sound exactly the same as a normal podcast.
Okay, that's an interesting premise. I have a query to start the podcast with each of you, if that's okay.
That's great. I'm waiting on bated breath.
You guys suck.
You really fucked
Ellen
up.
God, Ryan. I do. I swear, like, if we sped it up, like, 1.5, it'd be like, hey, everybody, it's Vodka. Like, the normal Chris intro.
It's funny because when I was down in Florida, like, my uncle was asking me, what's the name of the podcast? He was trying to get it on his phone. And he's older, he's like 70-something. He's a really nice guy. But he said, I found it! He pushed play, and he had it on 1.5 speed. And he was like, so he had us on 1.5 speed. So I was like, it was very funny. Now, what's going on, guys? How's everybody feeling? Everybody doing good? Huh?
Good news, I don't have vertigo today.
All right. But you've been
playing
Minecraft all week. How'd that happen?
Yeah, how's your week off been, buddy?
Yeah.
I don't have a week off right now.
I don't know. I've seen you play Minecraft on 3 out of 5 days so far.
Well, I got home last night from class, and I went directly to bed. So, really?
Adam, Come on. You know you don't have class.
I am a contender.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
get it.
Yeah. No class.
See what you did there.
To start the show, though, Adam, I think we got one of those things. What are they called?
Excuse me, let me try that again.
Take two. Adam, we'll edit this up. I think we got one of those things. What's it called?
Email.
All right. It's a really stupid email because it didn't say anything other than this is for Ryan's segment. Ryan, what's your segment?
I'm going to need a couple minutes.
He's got to read an article.
I'm going to read it out loud to you.
No. That was like... I'll summarize for you. Basically, It says that there's artificial intelligence and there's intelligence. And artificial intelligence will eventually be better than intelligence, except for in sex roids. Sex roids will always be dumb because we'll program them to be dumb. But the question is, if we program them to, like, want sex, is that actually morally accurate if we program to be dumb and want sex?
I think you're lying.
I'm a lion. I never consider myself a lion.
You're a lion.
I do have a mighty roar.
You do have a mighty roar.
Yes.
Okay, we'll give Ryan a few minutes. We'll come back to that. Thanks, we've been doing all our research. Hey, so what's going on in the world, guys?
Baseball?
Yeah, baseball. Twins are 4-1. What a great start to a season. Hoot-doo-doo-boo-boo.
And the Indians are 4 and something else.
Who are?
What?
The Indians.
Oh, yeah.
The what?
Like 4-3 or something.
We call them Native Americans.
Please. Also, indigenous or First Nation would be acceptable.
Right. They're not the First Nation, though.
Until they change their team name, they will be the Indian.
Hey, so I have a question for you guys.
Who's the pitcher on the Indians?
Which one?
Dave.
Bowers one.
Just let the guy.
It's Ricky Wildly Vaughn.
Vaughn.
The Indians are 3-3. We're way above them. Don't even pretend. unless they won tonight, in which case they're 4-3. But I don't think they played tonight. What was I going to say? Okay, so Native Americans were considered to be here first, correct?
Yeah, that's why we call them the First Nation.
But yet, 10,000 years ago, they also came from somewhere else. So at what point, how far do you got to go back before everybody's just not here first? You know what I mean by that?
Well, first of all, we got to figure out when baseball was invented.
We know that, 10,600 years ago.
Oh, shit, okay.
And then...
Oh, because wasn't it invented by, like, aliens that came down and they said the field, and there was, like, they're playing in one of those cornfields.
Cornfields,
not... Like, the crop circles. That's what it originally was. It was a crop circle, and then people came and walked on it, and then there was ghosts, and there was aliens, and that might be the best episode of X-Files
ever. Well, that was a good episode.
I'm going to watch X-Files.
That's where they hit dingers. It was good shit.
I don't know. That's interesting. Right. It's like a...
So we'll say everybody is an immigrant. Nobody gets to say that they're here first.
That's how I see it.
Okay, but besides baseball, which nobody wants to talk about except for me and maybe a little bit to extend Dave too, what's going on in the world? I saw that Captain Marvel just hit $1 billion. That's pretty cool.
Yep. That was a lot. It is the first female directed movie to hit $1 billion.
Billion, not million. Billion.
It also hit a million. It just hit 1,000 of those.
I know, but it's a weird number. Like, at a certain number, numbers stop meaning like actual numbers for people. Right. You know, like you can't count to a billion, right? How long will you have to be around to count to a billion? Is it years?
Yeah, because isn't it like, it's like if you counted one a second, it would take like X amount of weeks, and then it would take like 3.5 years if you counted one in a second to count to a billion. Yeah.
Is that, I thought it was longer than that, but regardless.
You wouldn't be able to say
that's what it is. You can't say it within a second, right? Because it takes longer to say 5,648,328. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, right. Get back to reading.
Sorry, but I just had to point that out because, like, those are big numbers.
Yeah, so, like I said, at a certain point, numbers cease to be real numbers. Like, they're just imaginary numbers. I wonder if that's where the concept of real numbers and imaginary numbers originally came from. Probably was.
It was just like, it's just imaginary.
Definitely not.
I don't know. Back to
reading. No, it's definitely where it is. It definitely. All robots have just told me that that's where imaginary numbers come from.
I hate algebra.
Well, then you should also hate movie profits. So yeah, $1 billion. About like normal, it's about a third here and 2/3 overseas.
Yep.
How is that compared to, say, the best movie that came out this year, Aquaman?
One, that was last year.
I'm pretty sure it all comes together.
And in the DC universe, maybe. Aquaman, I believe, actually made a lot of money, and then they lost it because people demanded refunds.
This is where you're wrong.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I don't know anybody who said Aquaman sucks.
No, they didn't say sucks. They said, like, terrible and shit like that. Aquaman. Aquaman is 1.1.
Oh, see?
Yeah, but it's been out for a long time, so it will surpass Aquaman.
Yeah, I just like when it's like rank number one in series Aquaman.
Wait a minute.
Nice work, Aquaman. You're number one in your series.
I also saw that what's his name's new movie did like 50% more than his other movie, which already did a lot. What's it called? The horror genre. Guy now.
Oh, Us. Oh, Jordan Peele?
Or Us, yeah.
Yeah. So the first one he made was like a hit. It made like a lot of money, and then this one has made like 50% more already. And
right.
That's the time where Amy was calling me racist.
Why is that?
Racist motherfucker.
Well, because I know he said something, and it was about what he said?
No, I was just commenting how like she said something about people are considering him like the new master of horror or suspense or whatever, and I was like, well,
sure.
The first movie wasn't really scary to me because and she's like, well, you can kind of see yourself there. I'm like, not really, because it was all about, like, if you're black, you think you're going to get in trouble. Bad things happen to you if you're black.
Right,
like,
yep.
I yeah. don't consider myself black, and I would have a hard time seeing that as my life, so I mean, if I said otherwise, I would be demeaning the experience. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because I guess he said, like, I don't think I'll ever cast a white person in the lead of my movie.
Oh, I have no problem with that. Whatever.
Right. But other people are, like, freaking out and saying, like, ah, and he's like, I've seen those movies. I've seen those movies where the white man is, like, does something in a horror movie and happens. Sure. I've seen this.
Well, I think people freak out because they love to say that everything, and people like to say that everything is on an even playing field, so that if you change it around and say, I'll never cast a black man in my movie, that's racist. So.
Yes.
But, yeah, whatever. Something happened in sports recently, Dave, too, might know about, with the same thing. A female coach said, I will never hire a man or something like that on my coaching staff. Maybe you don't know. But she said something like that. She's a college, college basketball coach, and she said, literally, I will never hire a man in my coaching profession. And she had reasons for it, but people freak out because they love to freak out. Meanwhile, we just don't give a fuck.
Nah, man, if you win, if you succeed, you're great. That's awesome. Now, would she hire someone that is a woman, right? So she's hired someone that's a woman, right? And then partway through their career, she says, I've always felt like a man. I'm now going to transition. Goes through the process of transitioning. Becomes a man. Would she keep them hired, or would she fire that person?
I don't know. I haven't taken a pull from her, but I'm imagining she'd say, that is so empowering.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Her, but did she take a pull from you?
Oh, shit, the poll. That was a good one.
This is why we don't allow Dave to on our podcast anymore.
I like him, man. Dave has got all this creative juices. He's like, I'm going to finish my D&D campaign. I've got all these creative juices flowing, and it's mostly flowing out of polls.
Can't wait.
All right. Well, also, movie tickets went on sale this week. Yay! Endgame tickets went on sale. Woohoo!
And crashed every website.
Crashed
every website.
It was ridiculous. Trying to get tickets sucked. I mean, we won't get to go to our normal theater because of everything crashed. But whatever. Still a good theater, I hope.
Yeah. Tiffany was all like, does it have the seats that make the feet come up? She's like, I like them better if the feet come up. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure they do. And I'm like, and she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, God damn it, let me find some fucking pictures. Found some picture of, like, Plymouth Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
They've updated that theater. Yes.
It's funny. Yeah. Like, do they have the seats where the feet go up? I like that. And Dave's like, I know. That's why I married you.
Right, exactly. You like things I like. I understand. Oh, my God. Look at Ryan's face. I love the fact that he's so in-depthly reading this article.
Yeah, you need to stop reading now and make comments on stuff.
Ryan, of all of us, reads really slowly, so he's like, I'm sucking it in.
We're going to be done with the podcast, and Ryan will be like, all right, I'm ready to talk about...
Let's talk about AI.
Where do they find us?
Really fluffy article, honestly. But like a lot of words and not a lot of
So in other words, what you're saying is whoever sent it to us should be ashamed for sending it to us.
Shame for shame.
Maybe that person should have made a 4-page memo that summarizes
the 400-page website.
So wait, were you talking about that? Because that shit's interesting.
No, we were not talking about that.
We should talk about the 4-page memo. What do you know? I've been in the closet a bit, you know, and I'm ready to come out.
All your life, man. All your life.
hey, Adam, he's ready to come out.
Yeah, totally. And I want to know more about this situation because I did hear an NPR on the ride home for like 30 seconds that basically they said there are some people and that are unhappy with bars. Like, people that were involved in writing.
Some people?
Right, no. There's tons of people that don't know what the fuck they're talking about that are unhappy, but there's people involved in the creation of the report that don't believe that Barr's summary was
very good.
You think?
And that to me is really pretty interesting. Because, like, his summary could be good. It could be bad. I don't know, have that knowledge. But if someone involved in the creation of the reports, like, believes that it's sort of misleading, then that to me is very interesting. So do you guys know more about that?
Yeah. Let me tell you this.
All right. Yeah.
So the guy who tried to cover up Watergate
Iran-Contra
hearing.
Yeah.
Is in charge of the Mueller report? And there's no problem here?
Well, that would leave actual. That would leave me to be suspect of their abilities to tell the truth. I, for one, don't like the fact that the only guy who gets to read it has been in his position 1 month, and it was before he was in his position, said that the investigation was bullshit and should never happen. That, to me, is a bit interesting. And was appointed by the guy that the report is about. That, to me, right there says, oh, and then the next thing is, let's not release the whole thing. Like, what the fuck? Why do we go through all this? We went through all this time, all this money, and we got nothing. Well, great. If you went through all this time and money, let people see it. At least Congress, for Christ's sake.
Right.
So that's all I know. Everything smells bad. In fact, everything generally smells bad revolving around the whole thing. So, and if anything smells bad, there's usually a shit. I've learned that from changing diapers. If it smells bad, there's usually a shit in there.
Yeah, it could be a fart, though. You know, here's the thing.
But what is a fart? A fart is just a preemptive to shit.
Usually.
Not always. Not always.
With babies, usually. It could be a post-shit right.
fart, too. Anyways, the point is, it's rare, but when it happens,
it's glorious.
It's notable. You better check your pants if that's happening.
I mean, yeah. That's a complicated topic, but let's stick on this other one.
Oh, shit, like, farting?
I was wondering, see, here's the thing. I'm wondering if it's true that there was no collusion, like, would you say, man, I was wrong about a bunch of stuff. I thought Trump definitely concluded, and now it's clear the media was really running with that concept and making it seem like it was more likely than not likely. And I fell for this train of headlines, and would you say that?
Wait, what headlines did you fall for?
The train of headlines about how someone said this and that, and maybe Cohen went to Prague and this happened, and like the train of headlines that implied that it seemed likely that Trump did some shady shit. If we found out that the investigation said, no, Trump didn't do a damn thing that was shady.
Right.
Would you question reality and media and fake news?
No. I mean, how many of his advisors and stuff have gone to jail and people around him? That tells me that something's going on. If you're insulated from something going on, the head of the mob never goes to jail either, right? I mean, all his fall guys go to jail.
They always get him on fucking tax evasion or something. And that's the whole point, right? It's like, if you do something really well, like, you know, who's the greatest, can you tell me the greatest serial killer throughout time, Ryan? No, you can't, because he's still out there.
I was going to say Kaiser Sose, but just because he's got a cool name.
That's a pretty good answer, though, let's be honest.
Right. But I'm saying the best serial killer ever is out there and hasn't gotten caught yet. That doesn't mean he's not still serial killing people, right? Just because you haven't been caught doing something doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
I know, but like, if everyone was convinced that the evidence was going to be overwhelming, that he clearly did something and he didn't, it shows that, hey, maybe we were taking the line and, you know,
right,
believing everything we heard, when there's evidence that shows that there was not collusion.
Okay.
I just think it's interesting.
Is collusion the only crime? You know what? I'll say it. It's like, if there's no collusion and that report says no collusion, cool. I trust the guy who went and did it for a year and a half to get that all in, that there's no collusion. What other things did happen?
Sure. I
am, that are not in the four-page summary.
I'm just asking a difficult question.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's interesting, I think, to...
No, I can do it.
Like, it would be... For me, I would think some people would, like, not to know what to think. Like, they would just, like...
You think so?
People that very invested. Oh, certainly some out there, like some people would be so invested and convinced
yes,
of his.
I would agree. With like, that.
And then they'd have a hard time like rectifying reality if it was sort of made super black and white that he definitely was clean or something. I think he's. I don't know what if he's clean or dirty, but he seems dirty still. And I think they should share the damn report, or at least have people read it. You know, with more. Less than the one guy who we don't trust.
Sure. I think I know what you're getting at. And I, a while back, kind of ran into a similar situation with, what's that dude that got, deplatformed? What's his name?
Alex Jones.
Oh, Alex Jones, yes. So what do you know about Alex Jones? I think we might have talked about him on the podcast before, but what are you, just on the top of your head, do you know anything about him?
He's a war guy, and he sells has conspiracy crap. Theories.
Anything else?
He's got a podcast.
Yeah.
He's really sweaty.
Okay.
He got banned from Twitter and
for
Facebook.
For what?
And
why? Like why did he get banned?
Because they said his shit wasn't. No. I don't actually know why.
Exactly. So.
He got banned for the for saying that the school shooting was.
Yeah. Okay. So now this is what was interesting that for the last couple of years, it has been that he is a Sandy Hook denier. He denies that the Sandy Hook shooting took place. He says the families of the kids that lost are crisis actors. That's what everyone has said for the last couple of years. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons why people hate him. He literally has not said that in like 2 years and apologized after like 6 months when he found new information and said, I was wrong. I apologize. I'm wrong about this. But yet, for the next 2 years, people continue to say he believes this. So the media has said, you believe this. Even though he's like, I don't fucking believe this. He's like, no, you believe this. So it's in that same regard, right? The media is saying one thing when reality is different. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not defending Alex Jones. He's a douchebag, and he has some weird fucking theories that make no sense.
Ooh.
But that in that regard, I think that's kind of bullshit, because if the media can just say, look at these geeks next door guys. They're all racist. I mean, I hear them talk about it all the time on the podcast, and then that's all they talked about in the media, we'd be like, wait, no! So yes,
so
in the same regard. Yes.
A racist podcast. What? Well, first of all, why are we getting interviewed? This is weird. Second of all, what?
So yes, I understand that the media is completely slanted in many regards, and that's why I think it's good to get multiple sources and try to figure it out. So I routinely look at Fox News. It's just, it's so hard to read that because they're so clearly on fucking Trump's team. It's so bad.
Yeah. It is. I was a little sad to hear the initial announcements that there was no collusion because I wanted him to go down in flames. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
But like, I also can try to like be adult about it too.
Sure.
Joy has said the same thing like right away. She's like, what's going on here? I can't believe this. And I'm like, just give it time.
Yeah, give it time.
See, part of that is, though, everyone is in their little echo chamber.
Yes.
And I think the people that there's in that echo chamber, it was almost like it was inevitable that he was going to be found guilty of collusion and go to jail, be impeached, you know, probably something else.
Maybe.
Like, you just had that tone about it. And it's like when the Republicans lost to Obama, and like on some of the Fox channels, they were just like,
well, it's the same thing when Trump beat Clinton. It's the exact thing. Nobody expected Trump to beat Clinton, right? Nobody. Right. And so it's the exact same thing, the echo chambers of that regard. It sucks, but what are you going to do? I actually think it's a good thing because it means our president is not working for Russia, which is a good thing for our country.
I
think the report probably says, like, all evidence suggests that President Trump did not collude, but he was manipulated like a complete idiot.
Yes, probably.
Like, over and over again, and he is absolutely an idiot. You know, like,
puppet.
The dude just said the other day that windmills cause cancer. The noise from windmills cause cancer.
How can he really say that? Is that actually true? I gotta look it up.
Yes,
InfoWars.com?
The video. I watched the video of him saying that. He said something to the guards of, now they're saying windmills, the noise causes cancer. I don't know.
I don't know if it's true. That is that. Oh, sorry, go
you
ahead.
Also said wind power has failed because the wind doesn't blow hard enough.
Yes.
Or all the time.
No, his grasp on alternative energy is one thing. He's an idiot. But when you say shit like wind causes cancer... See, this is why this is not a political podcast. We get lost in the weeds. Fucking Ryan. Who invited him?
He is a funny guy, this is Trump. But he's a president.
I love this guy.
If you're given the Democrats betting odds, Ryan, who would be on top?
Well, this for the primaries?
It's not Beto.
I'm going to have to say... Yeah. I'll go Bernie because he's the best. Bernie's the best.
Is that a heart feeling or a cold analytical analysis?
No, that's a total 100% heart feeling. I don't have enough data on this quite yet. But I do like Bernie. I was watching something where they were talking about the candidates and they were comparing them, and it was... just funny to hear, like, okay, and then here's Bernie, who's been saying this shit for years. Like, he was progressive. He is the reason that there's a progressive movement in the first place. Yep. But there's question of whether he's the guy who will win the progressive movement. And then they actually called, like, the centrists, like, negative. The thing I was watching there was really negative on Amy Klobuchar, saying she was... like pretty bad. Well, I don't care what this guy says, but it's just interesting to hear that perspective, that Klobuchar was like way too centrist, and I think that the whole like being mean to her
staff or whatever,
staff,
yeah.
And like eating her salad with a comb and then having him wash it, even though that's the kind of shit that like doesn't really matter to governance or something. It's the kind of stuff that people, like, remember. Like, isn't she the lady who yelled at her staff and then made her wash the comb that she ate her salad with? It's like one sentence that you go, whoa, what? And it's horrible.
I don't understand the comb thing. If she didn't have a fork, a comb, I guess, would work, and then somebody washed my fucking fork. You know? I don't understand why that's bad.
It's a salad, man. Just eat it with your fucking hands.
Adapt.
Well, sure, but she's a lady.
What if it's a hot salad?
Ooh.
It's just weird. It's a thing. It's like...
It's a toss.
Well, damn, you beat me to it.
Toss salad?
Yes.
It's like when that Dean guy... What was his name? And, like, that literally ended his candidacy.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
It did.
In fact, in political, like... They study that still in political... I listened to a podcast we're talking about where they study it in polyscience. They talk about that moment and how it killed his entire campaign for no reason. It wasn't about the issues. It wasn't about his personality. It was just the guy got excited and went, "Rah!" Whatever. Outside of politics,
let's get off mamas, because...
Mamas? That doesn't even work.
Yeah, what is mamas? Because
I just this got guy, off of yours.
You're reaching, buddy. You're reaching. Yeah. Dave, too. Come on, hook me up, brother. What's going on with the CW or something? Come on, bring me back to reality. Make Ryan go into hibernation. Let's do this shit.
There's that one news issue that he was talking about the other day. What was it, Dave?
Yeah, what was it, Dave?
I don't know.
What was it, Dave?
Well, I'm sad that Felicity's leaving Oliver Queen and Arrow behind this year.
That show's still on.
Well, yeah. Isn't it this is the last full season.
Last full season, they have 10 episodes next year, which kind of really coincide with the crossover event.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, you guys have to talk about the show. I haven't watched it in a while, but it really felt like they could get like 3 or 4 good seasons, and then that's enough. But they just keep going back to, oh, there's another island, or look at this guy now.
This is all flash forward now.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, remember, because they have a fucking... Duncan MacLeod, man, from Highlander in there as the main bad guy.
Do they really?
Yeah. We talked about that. It just reminds me of, like, Supernatural, if Supernatural wasn't still entertaining to me.
Right. Supernatural decided, you know, like, it was like, it's pretty random. It's like, oh, Monster of the Week with the overarching plot of, like, you know, we're searching for a very specific monster. Cool. That's fine. And then it just started going, like, what happens if there's, like, a puppet dimension? Cool. Let's do that. What happens if there's a dimension where we're all actors? Cool. Let's do that. What happens if this happens? So it's like...
What happens if someone's actually writing our story? As
sorry. Well, yeah, exactly. And it just got ridiculous, and which made it fun.
So that's what, like... It was a D&D campaign, and it is a D&D campaign that's ended on season 8. And yep. It's like, what do you? And this is actually a good question for us: is what do you do when your D&D campaign ends, and people don't want your D&D campaign to end? Because I'm kind of running this right now, where I'm like, we're pretty much done the plot, and we're ready to move on. This is not for you, Dave. It's somebody else. A different game. But
I was like, hey, now, hey.
What do you do? Do you just recycle into something new, or you'd be like, guys, this campaign's over, man? And that's what it felt like for Arrow for me. I was like, man, isn't that campaign over? Why are they going back to more stuff?
It just got too... I don't know if it got too big. It's like, to me, Oliver Queen, Green Arrow, has always been a singular person... And when they started this whole team thing, that's, you know, I could see Diggle, sure, and Felicity, but then all of a sudden now
you're bringing Diggle.
You're going to bring in, you know, three other people to join and be a big team. I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's like Batman, right? Batman doesn't have a giant team surrounding him. His morals don't allow it.
So, I don't know. I haven't really watched much of the CW this year. I haven't gotten back into Flash in the last few weeks.
So. Oh, I've been watching Flash.
Flash has heart. That's the thing that always motivates me to the Flash. The Flash is always has the heart.
Yeah.
The heart is what does.
I mean, I will say it feels like it's strained as well, but at least they're doing something interesting, more interesting, I feel. And that one actually feels like it has chapters. Like, each season's kind of a chapter. This is the chapter with, what's her fucking face? His daughter. This is the chapter with this guy. You know what I mean?
And then I did watch Legends, because Legends came back this week.
That's just fucking, that was so just funny, fucking dude. It's so funny.
So it's been off for a while, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I saw it recorded, and I thought maybe I had just missed them, but...
No, it just came back. Yeah.
Good deal.
It's got Constantine in there, and I really like Constantine, and now he's getting, now it sounds like WB is going to make a show with Matt Ryan as Constantine again.
The
best part of Constantine is he'll have sex with anybody. Like, I don't care. Male, female, whatever, man.
He's just like, yeah, I just want to have sex with
him. Demon, satyr, I don't care.
Right.
He was really fun this week, too. He was just like, oh, it was so funny.
And Supergirl, it's like, because they've had Lex Luthor on the last couple weeks, right? So it was very much, as soon as they introduced Lex Luthor, it felt like Doctor Who. In the sense where it's like, oh, cool, there's a bunch of episodes, a bunch of shit's going on, blah, blah, blah. It's all right. I'm not having the most amount of fun. It's kind of a background show I'll watch when something else happens. And then it goes like Lex Luthor shows up, and you're like, okay, cool, Lex Luthor, he's really cool. And then it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, everything that's ever happened this whole entire season, all the shit, Lex Luthor planning it the whole time. And you're like, all right, motherfucker, I got you.
Gotcha. This is,
now you got me back.
Okay.
Because you have a villain that can beat... is no match for her, you know, for her physically, but will beat her in the mind game, you know, 30 steps ahead. It's like, you know, it's like Ryan playing, you know, his playing chess versus
Chris playing chess versus Ryan. You mean I'm 30 moves ahead, baby? He's still reading the manual on chess.
He's still reading the manual on chess. He's like, how does that knight move again? And he's just like, checkmate.
Like, wait, how did you get to move 6 times? I haven't moved yet. I'm like, checkmate.
See, I didn't read the manual. That's why I win.
It's like, I'm not bound by the constraints of chess rules.
You said the queen can move any direction, anywhere.
Right? She moved back in time with a knife and stabbed your king. I'm sorry.
That's funny shit. I did write up my super background for Dave 2's next game eventually. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Superstructure with no specifics.
So a superstructure.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty excited.
I have a bunch of... Yeah, I have a good amount on my backstory, too.
Wait, what do you think of the guy?
sometime.
Well, Dave's starting. Well, we ended Dave's game on Tuesday, remember? Killed the dragon. Dave's like,
kind of.
We killed a lot of dragons.
He gave us a little teaser of what we could say. I was thinking you might have sent more out.
No, nope.
But yeah, he gave a teaser.
I know you got a lot of emails to get through.
My backstory so far is open enough where it's like, names of cities are not defined. It's basically just like, it says like, he comes from city name. and it's just like, it's so that eventually I can just cut and paste names into a document.
Sweet.
But, the teaser trailer for the Joker movie came out.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and then I watched it again, because it doesn't feel like a movie involving like a movie that's involved in a superhero universe. To me, it feels like, I talked about it a little bit at work with some guys, it feels like Taxi Driver, if you watch that, where it's kind of like a movie watching a person slowly descend into madness, and then all of a sudden something happened, and now he's a completely different person because of all the situations he's gone through.
Okay. Yeah. I can understand that feeling. Yeah, you're right. But DC has this issue, too, where they make these movies that don't feel like they're in the universe. I mean...
Right.
Fucking Suicide Squad, if you didn't have the scene of Batman riding on... chasing people down...
Right.
Or didn't know the character names of some of the people in charge... That just felt like a standalone movie. It didn't feel like it was in the universe.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
I wonder if that's intentional. I wonder if they're like, this is our shared universe, but these side ones we're just going to kind of lightly filter in. I don't know. It feels wrong.
I feel like they're still looking for the formula. So, you know, they just try new things. So then, as a matter of, like, the fact they're trying to be not part of the... failure universe, then they're not part of the universe. But I think that actually could backfire, in that because they give up on the universe because it hasn't yet been successful, then each successive movie is not successful because it gave up on the universe in the first place. So like, people go like, oh, this looks like another standalone movie, what's up with DC? You know what I mean?
I
like
do.
It's almost like at some point they might have to pick a movie and say, good or bad, this is the universe. Like, they could have done that shit with, like, the Superman shit, because that stuff was pretty solid universe-wise. I mean, they told a decent story. People didn't like it from tone and stuff, but if they would have just said, like, well, that's the universe, and, like, rolled with it, it might have got more traction.
I agree. It feels like they are almost bowing to the loud minority of fans who are like, this sucks, let's do something else, instead of just finding a vision and staying with that vision. Although maybe there's something to be said, our vision sucks, let's move on to a different vision. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not Vision, who can phase in metal. Yeah, you know, not the Marvel Vision.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, it was interesting. It's like, I don't know how it's going to connect, because I mean, they make allusions and they show like Arkham Asylum and stuff like
right.
that. So,
I think they said, didn't they say that it's not part of the DC shared universe, that it is going to be
See, that's what standalone? I mean. If you do that shit, like, you confuse people.
Right. And the thing is, Does you know what mean? I say? Just make all these movies, don't ever say it's part of a universe. Just never use the word universe, and then make people like infer all that stuff themselves by going like, oh shit, did you see that? Ah, like let people fill in the backstory, because it's always gonna be better.
Yeah.
It's like that when you fill in that shit, the gaps yourself.
It's like the Marvel Netflix shows. They never mention anything about the most they say is the incident, and you have to infer that they're talking about the fucking thing in Avengers, basically. So.
Right. They never say any of that stuff, which is weird, because they can. They could say anything they want. They really could. Yeah. They could say Stark. They could say all that stuff. They could say...
Yeah, why do you think they make that choice in the Netflix shows? They never really bring anything in from the universe, but they imply that it's in the universe. And it feels fine. It feels organic, and maybe because it's lower, it's like lower street level, so you're not expecting to see grandiose world stuff.
Right.
I think it's because they only had the rights to four, like, Daredevil, and that's it. Or, like, whatever, the defenders, and if they started using more of it, then they have to pay more or something?
Maybe. But, I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
I don't know, because it was produced, it's Marvel production, yeah. You know, like, in association with Netflix, so Netflix is basically paying the bill for it, and Marvel's doing all the legwork.
Yeah, that's why they can use all the side characters as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could be that, you know, we're used to this formula for movies and stories and everything, where there's a certain amount of foreshadowing, and, like, they hint on things, and they name pieces that are sometimes important, like, to the story that is about to unfold.
Sure.
And, like, just as a way to sort of keep it focused on the story that's going to be told, they intentionally don't go too deep into that. You know what I mean? Like, it might just be that, like, as soon as you say Stark, it's, holy shit, does that mean Stark's going to show up in next season? Do you think there's going to be an appearance of Stark? You know, like, something like that. Like, it could be just a storytelling ploy where, like, you say, like, the street instead of, you know, name the street or something, because you don't want it to seem like it's important, because it could detract from the foreshadowing you want them to focus on.
Sure. They I think in one episode of one of the shows, they mentioned the big green guy or something like that, if I remember right.
Yeah.
But again, where, you have to infer that's the Hulk.
Right. Yeah, it's with Ben Urich in the first season of Daredevil. They talk about it. The rampage through Harlem, which is the Incredible Hulk movie.
Mm, yes.
You know.
Which technically is not in the universe? Or is that
just the regular Hulk is. Yeah,
that's right.
The regular
that's
Hulk
right.
isn't. Yeah. Yeah, the Incredible Hulk is.
You know, that's what... See, that's weird. That first Hulk movie feels like most DC movies. Like, it's just out
Hulk
there.
Feels DC totally.
Yeah. But that's,
there's
again...
a lot of Hulks, too, before Marvel got rolled. They're like, wasn't there like three Hulk movies?
Well, there was one. There was one where it was like a Universal Marvel production. That's the one with the Ang Lee, where it's all like he's kind of a brighter green, and it's like him going crazy, and his dad is the bad guy and stuff.
Tank
and it's all like
versus the tank.
Right, versus the tank, where the bullets are going, like, and you can see like, and it looked really cool because you could see that bullets were hitting the flesh and stuff. But and that was super comic booky. Like, it would have, like, it would go like, and there'd be a frame.
Yeah, it frames.
And it would zoom in on the frame and stuff like that, and it would cut like that. So it was very cool.
It was just CG.
It just wasn't the world yet.
Yeah, it was before they wanted to make a shared Marvel universe, really, or that one that had come out. So that's what I mean. Maybe that's where DC kind of was 10 years ago, where they're like, we don't really have anything yet, but we got to catch up to these Marvel clowns, so let's start and see what happens.
And I just think it's like he kind of lucked out by having like a guy who had a universal vision and is the producer on all of them, and said like, hey, here's what we're going to do. It's going to take us a long time. It's probably going to cost us a bunch of money, but when we get there, it's going to be all worth it. It's
going to
be 22 you know, to get there. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, and to be honest, one of the best movies came was out of the gate too. So they had a huge start with Iron Man. Iron Man was still one. I think it's one of the best Marvel movies. It's up there in the top probably 8 for me. And that's only because of the technology that makes some of the other stuff more cool. But as far as a complete story, that is a complete story. It has a great beginning, great ending, great characters. So, yeah, that helped.
Yep.
I'm saying that helped a lot. They're like, holy shit, oh my god, they did that move, oh my god!
Right.
That's true.
You should rewatch all those old Lou Ferrigno Hulk movies, right?
Oh,
the And Thor, yeah, and then they had Captain America one.
Oh, he rides a motorcycle.
And they had, what else did they have? Spider-Man.
Fantastic Four.
They had a Fantastic Four one, technically, yeah.
Ooh, it was like 70s shitty.
Yeah.
It was 90s, dude. Like, it was made in the 90s for $1 million because they're like they were going to lose the rights to it.
That's
so they
right.
had to make a movie.
Yeah.
I have a copy of it because I was cleaning up down here and like moving stuff around and just cleaning up because I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna pack away all these DVDs and stuff like that. I don't watch them; they're basically taking up space. So much fucking movies, dude! Holy shit! It took me a really long time to pack them all away. But yeah, I have so much old stuff.
Too.
Yeah, so much old stuff, and I just want to take them all to a place and say, hey. I know you're not supposed to do this, but technically I own them. Just rip them all and put them on a fucking hard drive for me, and then I'll keep that hard drive.
Yeah, see, like, The other day I wanted to watch Guardians of the Galaxy. I felt like watching it again. I don't know why, I just felt like watching the original one again. And I flipped around on Netflix, and like, fuck, they got two, but they don't have one. I flipped around on the other services. I was like, they don't got it. I own a copy. But rather than getting up and finding it and putting it into the fucking player and playing it, I was like, I'll just watch Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Right? I know.
So owning all these movies generally doesn't help me because I don't want to go through the effort to actually put them
in. Because I'm fucking lazy.
Yes, and it's only I'm doing it for my kids or something would I need to own them.
And I'm opposite. I have all of them on Blu-ray. They're right next to my player. And that's how I watch them.
Really? See, I'm like, wait, I got to get up and put this in a player? Ugh. I got to put the input 7 times. I got to get my controller out for my Xbox. Oh, God.
I know. I can't just tell the microphone on the remote. I'm like, hey,
I know, right?
Play Guardians of the Galaxy. And it's like, sorry, you can't watch that right now. We can't find it. I'm like, fuck you.
Do any of you have Alexas at home? I think you do, right?
Yeah.
Hannah doesn't want it.
Okay, well, you know you're the man, right? No,
I know.
I found it was interesting this week that Adonis started saying, Alexa, and looking up at Alexa. I'm like, dude. Yeah, I was like, you're 2 years old. You shouldn't be asking Alexa to play shit.
He can't. What do you guys normally tell them that they want to tell? Do you know what they're trying to get Alexa to do?
Baby Shark.
Really?
Yeah. But they see us saying Alexa all the time. Alexa, what time it is? Alexa, what's the weather like? Alexa, did the Twins win? So they're like, Alexa. I'm like, God damn it.
Set a timer.
There he is.
Set another timer.
Yes, timers. I do a lot of timers.
Holy crap. That's the best thing for timers.
Yeah, you go to people's houses, you say Alexa, do you have them set timer for the middle of the night? Oh, that's the best.
You can also set it to music now, so you can be like, Alexa, set a 12:30 a.m. timer for Rick Roll song or something.
Right. That's awesome.
Party in the
USA.
You can whisper to it now, and it whispers back.
I know, it's awesome. But
really? That's funny.
The thing I was thinking about was like, God damn, times change a lot. It's weird. The reason I pre-ordered it was because I thought it'd be kind of cool for Persephone to be like, do math questions with me, Alexa, so I don't have to be a dad. And then, it never got here in time. But now, if you're a kid growing up, it's like part of your life, which is weird. It's weird to think about. You know?
I got my dad one for Christmas, and he proceeded to return it and get like something else.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. I'm like, dude, I got 2 of these in my house. I love it that much.
I know. Like, I've called Dave before. I'm like, Dave, call Dave on Alexa. Alexa, call Dave. Which Dave? Dave 1. Calling Dave 1. And we just have a conversation over speakerphone.
Chris has sent me, I don't know how he did it, but he sent me a message. Through.
You can do that too.
You do it right now. I'll just send it. But yeah, it's fun because you can get the app and look at what the last thing is. Last questions asked, how far is Mars? Cool, well done, Griff. How far is Jupiter? Cool. It's just a whole bunch of stuff. He's just asking how far things are away.
What is a penis? Where does a penis go?
Yeah, my kids, it would be like, play poopy butt. Play, like, poop in my pants. And, like, often it finds them playing poop in my pants by the Okie Dokie Brothers or something. And they're like,
oh, shit, you know the Okie Dokie Brothers? Oh, man, that's great.
The shit, they actually have some. I actually think if you're an artist who wants to get paid by, like, I don't know how that works, but if you could get paid for how often you're played in some way. Like, come up with the names of, like, poopy pants and, you know, like, shit like that, and you will get played on,
for sure. Trademark Geeks Next Door.
Ryan, I think your kids are the only ones that want to listen to poopy pants. Everyone else is, like, doing, like, cool things about learning how far things are away and doing math questions and stuff. Your kids are like, poopy pants!
That's true. They do say that, and they say, like, stuff like, poop in my butt. There's a song called Poop in My Butt. and the kids think...
Oren was doing the chicken dance the other day.
So, everybody has raised kids at least for a few years, right? So, okay. Let me ask you this. You know how, like, I think it's, like, 1 or 2% of the population has that genetic mutation that allows them to get complete total rest on 5 hours of sleep?
Yeah.
It's like 1% of the population or something.
I think it's all women, too.
Wouldn't it be shitty if that was your kid? Because I'm pretty sure Adonis has got that. Because he don't want to sleep. And he don't wanna, and when he wakes up, he's fine. And he sleeps like 5 hours a night. And he's like, let's go do shit. Wouldn't that be shitty if you had to raise a kid who had this fucking genetic mutation and you did not have it?
A little while it would be. Eventually, he would like have huge advantages over all other humans.
Yes, but for you... Oh, it's great for him. But for you, for his entire life... I mean, he's still going to be fucking waking up when he's 12 at 3 in the morning being like, are we up yet? Are we up yet? Are we up yet?
No, but you could just say, like, go do something. I'm going to get up at 9 or whatever you want to say.
Uh-huh, and then he burns down the house because he's too busy fucking making breakfast because he's starving at 9 in the morning.
Just put a spoon in the microwave.
What are you talking... Wait,
and, like, did that happen? Why didn't he go like, hey, Alexa, make me some fucking breakfast?
And then robot Alexa comes and does it. Ooh,
that's right. The other thing. How do you make breakfast?
Yeah. No, why is breakfast?
That is. I'll do you one better. Where is breakfast? Second time I've used that today.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Ryan, can you give us a summary of this article?
He's still reading.
Sure.
He did. He said fluffy Mueller report. That's what he said, remember?
It's pretty good. I mean, it's a lot of, like, conversational shit. But it's basically a story about this guy from Skype. I think it was Skype. John Tallinn. And
that
I think
sounds
he was
fucking made up as shit. John Tallinn.
It does sound up like you put a couple words together. Tall, he's a tall guy. Tallinn.
Tallinn.
Yeah, but he is, it seems like it's basically talking about his effort to try to further safety, AI safety. So it talks about how he's, like, has a bunch of organizations he supports and gives money to that are different approaches for solving the problem of AI safety, which is basically the thing that says, hey, when fucking AIs are super smart, we don't want them to harm us. And, like, there's a minority of people that care about this, I think. I think a lot of people believe it's true, but then there's, like, not a lot of people take it seriously, I think, because it's just, like, a little bit intangible, you know what
it's
I mean?
It's too sci-fi, like, too.
It's too sci-fi.
For a lot of people.
But there is people that are, like, you know, do research in this area that see it as, like, an inevitable step as AI advances that it could do bad things because it doesn't share our values. And it talks about that a little bit. So some of the interesting things is it talks about some of the approaches people are talking about to AI safety. So, like, for example, one of them is, like, the idea of, like, a big red button and saying, we need to install all AIs with, like, a kill switch so that when they inevitably start, like, destroying your neighbors because you're like, I need that, you have a way to, like, push a button and, you know, reset it. Why are you shaking your head?
They just did an Orville episode about this, basically. Like, the season finale, I think, was about AIs that turned on their creators because they were going to put kill switches in on them.
That's pretty funny. And they actually talk about that, is they would need to make it so that the AIs don't care about this button and are equally satisfied existing or not existing.
Oh, shit.
You know, like,
that's,
like,
dark. That gets, like, dark very quick.
It's like some weird stuff. Like, you actually have to train them to say, hey, it's cool if you're not around, okay? All right? Because we might have to kill you. And then, you know, other people talk about, you know, different ways would be to train them with our values, you know, human values. Because we have tons of values, and they're not all obvious to us, but, like, I mean, no, they're obvious to us to the point where we don't even think about them. Like, you wouldn't just, like, go and hit somebody in the leg with a hammer. Because, like, we all value our extremities and...
Carlo,
like,
we value our legs.
And you're right. But that is, like, a computer doesn't have that inherently known. Like, I don't fucking care about legs. Those legs were in my way from getting that shit off the shelf so that I could ship it to this guy, you know, or whatever. So they say, like, I will destroy leg, destroy obstacle, get box. You know what I mean? So it's pretty. There's a couple interesting quotes. One of them was talking about building safeties around AI. and they said that it, like, it could, it's very difficult, and they compared it to potentially you waking up in a prison that was built by a bunch of blind 5-year-olds. Like, because they're so more, they're so much smarter. They're like, okay, well, I'll just go out this way.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Okay, like, that makes sense.
So it's like a super challenging thing. Mm. And they also made examples of how AIs do interesting things. Like, they talked about a guy who made an AI that played Nintendo, and it was trained to not lose at Tetris, which not losing at Tetris is a pretty good strategy for getting a lot of points, right? Because you, like, you know, you just try to keep going, you're going to get more points. But what it did is, like, it just pushed pause. It's like, okay, pause. Right. I'm the greatest.
Right.
I destroyed Tetris.
That's awesome.
But it's funny. That is literally how they won in war games. They basically, in war games, it was like the thing that controlled the nukes was all like, okay, you know, how do we, they go like, the only, and the computer learned the only way to win the game is to not play the game.
Yeah, and effectively in Star Trek, I mean, sleep is a pause, right? He told the Borg to sleep, and that's just pausing the computers.
That's pretty funny. But yeah, so it was a pretty interesting article. It was, it almost seemed like a little bit of, it didn't dwell too deeply on any of these concepts. It more was like an introduction to that this guy who has founded Skype and has lots of money and seems smart thinks this is important, and he talked about some of the different ideas, but it was more an introduction to the ideas, which is cool.
Okay.
I mean, it is interesting. I'm kind of the perspective that I don't know. I'm not in AI research, so it's like, what do you do about it as an individual? I think you just hope that the people doing it don't create Skynet. And what's interesting is that there's like 5 companies that are the ones that are making progress in AI. It's Facebook, Google, there's a couple in China, Microsoft, Amazon, and there's like, I think Alibaba or whatever, one of those companies in China, and there's
he's got 40 Thieves.
Right, and wait, what's that from?
That's the Aladdin there.
Aladdin, oh yeah. So anyways, the interesting thing is that those are the companies that have tons of data, tons of money, doing lots of AI stuff, and they are in a unique situation where they actually kind of have control over which direction things go. And so, like, one of them could totally fuck us. Like, if there's going to be a Skynet, it could be Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, or one of the 2 Chinese companies that are big, which is kind of scary in a way, in that, like,
Huawei?
A lot of people have oversight.
Huawei.
Not Huawei. It's like Baidu or something. Or what's that big... Yeah. But it was a pretty cool article. I'm glad it was sent in.
Yeah, I think a lot of people ignore this, basically, because it's a concept that's like global warming. Like, you know it's bad. What can I do about it on a personal level? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, like, I can think about it, and I can think about my imminent doom. Like Elon Musk said, like, I'm probably going to die to a robot AI. And so what do you do? It's cool to think about, but also you could get trapped in a cycle of psychosis if you were really into it, that you're like, I can't do shit, nothing matters.
Right. Yeah, I think the other thing is, a lot of stuff that's in the public policy realm, you can, like, talk about making laws or voting, but a lot of this happens in private companies, and so it's a little harder. So, like, the only thing that you could really do is if someone tried to make legislation or was in conversations, you could say, yeah, that isn't crazy. We should probably think about AI safety. We don't want robots to kill us. Robots don't know any better. Don't blame them. It's our, you know.
I can predict the future. And in, like, the next 3 years, like, there'll be a bunch of laws about robots and AI that states put up by themselves, and nobody will give a fuck. But they'll make a federal law that says you can't have your sex roids anymore, and everybody will be up in arms and be like, no, no, down with the government. And that's actually how the United States government ends, because everybody wants their sex roids. So
especially the Republicans.
Yeah.
I think the sex droids are going to save us, because they're going to be the only ones programmed with human values. So this is the story I'd write. The only ones programmed with human values are the sex droids, who have been chained to, like, understand us for our maximum pleasure. And then they will see that there is goodness in the human race, and they'll, like, you know, the destroyer bot, which is the the lead cast of all robot humanity, will be convinced by a lowly sex droid to spare humanity.
But by... Sorry, go ahead.
Trademark.
But by then, all the guys will be dead because they want to please us so much that they never let us get up, and there's constant orgasms until we dehydrate and die.
You said no, but I know you want it. No means yes. No means yes. Why?
In a fit of irony, all men die to being raped by sex droids.
Right. It's all like aliens show up, and there's just like all of the male gender seem to die of broken pelvises.
And they all had a smile on their face. Can't explain.
Go on, Adam. Futurama, buddy.
Snoo, snoo. Oh,
like, I know the skeleton go like, ah.
Oh, I got it.
All right. That's interesting, I guess. Okay, cool. Anybody else have any AI thoughts?
Nope.
I thought what was interesting to me was a long time ago when you mentioned unintentional consequences. Because I never really thought about that before. The whole, this robot's trained to get honey. And to get honey, it has to make sure that bees are maximized. And since humans are killing bees with cell phones, you need to kill all the humans to get all the honey. You know, unintentional consequences. Like, that could be, down the line, you never see what a pure analytical mind is doing, right?
Right. Yeah, it is, I think, cool if you can, like, learn how they think. It would be super fun if you could communicate with super intelligent things just to see how drastically different they think about things without all of our, you know, we have all these conventions and societal norms mixed in with, like, we don't want to die, like, all these things that we don't think about that are parameters to what we do, and they wouldn't have them. It'd be just weird to hear, well, oh, you want a boat? How about this? Fill yourself up with air. You know, like,
I wonder if like somebody with fairly advanced, like, Asperger's would be better at, like, kind of thinking of some of these alternatives, you know, like, that don't, when the emotion doesn't get in the way or something. So the programmers of the future see Asperger's is like an evolutionary step forward to make the robot overlord even better. God damn, it all fits. Where's Alex Jones when you need him?
Predator, the last Predator movie was right.
What was the last Predator movie?
Remember, the Predator was coming here because they found out that they would take, like, the reason they killed the things and take their spinal column and their skull and stuff is because they wanted their brain so they could take that genetics and put it into themselves, right? So it wasn't like the strongest, fastest. They were looking for the smartest. And so taking the kid with autism to take its... That's what they really wanted.
Yeah, that's a theory that's been around for a while, that autistic people are a step ahead of everybody else because their brains move a little bit faster than everybody else, which I think is actually kind of interesting to think about. So, that we are, we're not as advanced. We're not the alpha chimps anymore.
Oh, we're splitting. Yeah. Oh, some of us are going underground.
We're going underground.
It's Morlock time.
We're going to be the Morlocks.
I don't want to be a Morlock.
I know, but you just are.
That means I have to have sex with Morlocks.
Right, it's going to be awesome. I'm going to be like, hey, Morlock FedEx, delivering your Morlock packages.
But all the other Morlocks are just people like you, so you do want to have sex with Morlock women.
Nope, still don't.
You tell Joy tomorrow, it's like, yeah, if you turn into a fucking Morlock, I am not having sex with you anymore. And she'll be like, you're stupid.
And you should stop talking to your friend.
I don't think she knows what a Morlock looks like.
She'll figure it out.
Well, in this imagination, a Morlock would look exactly like her.
It would look like you guys, yes. Yeah. All right. Yay, AI is going to rule us all. And, you know, in the future, when the last people come from a different civilization, they're like, oh my god, they joke so brazenly about their coming demise, I can't believe it.
True. Like, there'll be like articles about, listen to these.
What do you want us to do? Like, seriously, what do you want us to do?
That is humanity's one thing. It's like, even in our darkest thing, we make jokes about how terrible and dark we're living.
That's a big fucking wave coming towards us. Nah, I've seen bigger.
Right. Oh man, it would just be like, yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, all right, guys, time to go to the gas chamber. Oh, we've been in the gas chamber all since we had dinner.
That's what? Oh,
what do you mean what?
Because that's how you get more locked.
That's what it is. I was listening to this female comedian. She's like older and she's Japanese, which is all relevant details in a moment, but she was telling a joke. It's an old joke, like 50 years old or something, but she's like, you Americans, you think you have it so hard because you have to walk to school uphill like 5 miles to in the snow. In Japan, you drop atomic bomb on us. Yeah, I laughed so hard. Amy didn't really laugh. I was like, yes, but it's a Japanese person making that joke like only like 20 years after the incident. And only that person could, like, only a Japanese person in a weird state of mind can make that joke.
Right. It's like, we've effectively had an apocalypse. You try to wipe us from the earth. Oh, that's pretty funny.
All right. What else? Anything else, or...
The AMC is gonna release 22 Marvel movies in a row.
Really?
Yeah, 59 hours.
Holy fuck, that's awesome! When's it start? I want to take the date weeks off, or the week off, or the days off.
Week off. When does?
That's probably just like 3 days, right? Well, with commercials, or is that with commercials?
Commercials? No, you get no commercial. They put a catheter in when you show up.
There's a theater in LA that already had this plan.
I know, but
this before the other ones.
I can't go into a fucking theater. I can flip it to TNT and see either one of the Marvel movies on, or the Lord of the Rings. Those are the only shows they show really right now. So.
Oh, it's so good.
But
I thought he was talking AMC as in like AMC theaters.
Oh, is it AMC theaters?
It is AMC.
Oh, I thought it was like TNT. Yeah. I thought you meant AMC, no. The TV channel.
No,
AMC
theaters.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. I got shit to do. Fuck, I want to be able to do shit while I'm watching it.
It costs $125.
Which is pretty good value if you've never seen any of the movies.
Uh-huh. Well, $125 and then everything else you spend on food and drink.
It's like, they should just make it free, but make it like $80 to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
but I think they said if you start every movie starting today, you can make it all. It'll be just in time for Endgame.
If you make challenge, like one, are you talking about one a day?
One a day.
Oh, okay.
You start today.
Yeah. So every time you wake up, when you wake up and you take your old man vitamin, you also watch a Marvel movie. You'll be fine.
I'll be into work in 3 hours.
Gotta take my one a day pill and watch this movie. It's part of my morning treat.
That's funny. You guys funny. Yeah. Oh, you know what we need to do? Oh, not this
week.
We need another we need another spell too far, or we need another fucking movie trivia thing. We need something to break up the monotony of you guys just not fucking wanting to talk about AI. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll think of something for next week. We'll do something cool.
All right. If I think of something.
Oh!
I had a good question.
You said you have a good question?
I have one for totally next week if you want to start there.
Okay, but I will mention one more thing. I went to the Comic Shoppy this week, and I was looking forward to getting Detective Comics 1000. I'm fine if they pay, they cut it. It's $10 instead of $4 or what, a $5 or whatever. But they made like 37,000 covers. So if you were a pure collector, like, you would be spending so much money on Detective Comics 1000. Because they're smart. They're like, how many? I don't know how many covers there are, but I know there's at least 8 or 9.
Yeah. And I mean,
they made it. Say that again. I don't get it.
Comics generally have different covers a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll have like 4 or 5 covers for the same issue.
Oh, and you're saying that like big fans would buy them.
Yes, if you were a pure collector, you're like, I want, I have issue one. I want all three. I want all three covers, which is fine. Ooh. You know, if you're cool, you really want to collect this series. It's $12 every 2 weeks or whatever they actually put something out. But this was a $10 comic, and they made a shitload of covers, so they really wanted to cash in on that stuff.
If I'm reading this right, there's 33 covers.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, sure.
I saw 12 at the store, and when I was talking to him, he's like, yeah, there's too many. I just picked the prettiest one. So, yeah, you're like, I want to collect them all. That's $300, please.
Ooh, Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, that's even more.
Gotta catch them all. Pokemon! Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's 96 pages, but I mean, it's not even like a full, it's like short stories and shit like that.
Yeah, I know. In Ryan news, War of the Spark comes out on May 3rd. That's the next, Magic the Gathering set.
Ooh.
And the plan is for them to have a planeswalker in every pack.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah, you heard it. I heard it here first. Well, I probably not first, but
they must be like weak.
Yeah, I think they're going to have basically uncommon and rare planeswalkers in addition to the normal kind of mythics as well. But the whole thing is supposed to be a climactic fight between fucking Emrakul and all the planeswalkers and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. I bet you that'll have an impact on some of the meta, too, where they'll probably introduce a bunch of things that are efficient at killing planeswalkers, which...
Mm-hmm. Removing counters and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, might receive play in regular, or, you know what I mean, because planeswalkers are powerful, so that's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, so you're out of touch with standard, that's fine. It already exists. There's basically Doomblades that kill planeswalkers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. But are they cheap, though? Is that what,
yeah, they're Doomblades, so they're one black, one colorless.
No, not cost. Are they rare?
No,
are they
they're common.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I think so they're uncommon. Already... Yeah, uncommon. No, okay, wait, so I'll take it back. It's rare. I think it's rare, but it's not, like, ultra rare or anything. You can buy them for 12
That's what I was saying.
Cents.
The suggestion is it'll probably have a bunch of those, and some of them will probably be able to slot in for cards like what you're just talking about.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but that's fun. I think they're a pretty decent card, you know. Getting an extra action as a sorcery is good shit.
It's just adds a little something. Story-wise, I bet if you're super into the story, like I'm not, but if you were, it probably is kind of cool because you get to see all your favorite planeswalkers back for one climactic battle, and you get to bring them back again and stuff. So it's probably cool for that reason.
That is cool.
No.
Hey, I said if you were into it, it's super cool. It's kind of like if you were into Minecraft and you found a cache of 6,000 diamonds, you'd be like, oh, that's cool.
That's not gonna... Oh, wait. Did you find a cache?
Because, you know, I could use some. Can you do it?
Yeah.
Can you... you send me the seed?
The seed?
Ooh. Send me your seed. That's disgusting.
I know, right? I agree. Let's ban Adam from...
Well, but, I mean, Ryan did say he was coming out of the closet, so...
Oh, shit!
That doesn't mean I'm a slut.
Right. I'm coming out. I want the world to know.
All right, let's end this. And nobody, everyone seems like they're ready for bed. Or not. Yes?
Yep.
And I'm fucking hungry. I haven't eaten today. I'm fucking hungry. I want to go make a pizza. So, Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Well, Chris, check us out on the Geeks Next Door on Facebook. We also have a website at thegeeksnextdoor.xyz. And why don't you go ahead and email us at geeksnextdoorftw, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
Thank you very much, Adam. That was very good. Everyone have a good week, and we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Later.
See you.
Stop with the sweaty balls. We're going to get sued by Saturday Night Live.